Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Ang pagbili ng bahay ay tila isang mahirap abutin na pangarap para sa maraming mga batang Australiano, lalo na sa pagsimula nung nakaraang taon. Ngunit pagkatapos tumama ang pandemya, mas pinagtuunan ng pansin ng ilan ang pag-iimpok ng pera o pagsisave. Naging hudyat din ito sa ilan upang magkaroon ng pag-asa para sa mga nais bumili ng bahay. Narito ang ulat ni Adrian Archuli na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Bago pa man ang pandemya, wala sa plano ni Jeremy Lawless ang pagmamay-ari ng bahay.
I completed uni this year and initially I didn't have an eye on saving for a house. But what COVID's done is it put off any kind of travel plans that I had. I was planning to go overseas. So COVID actually enabled me just to work and to save in that sense, which has then put me in a position where I actually think saving for a house is actually more realistic than I might have thought 6 months ago or a year ago.
Ngayon, ang 24 anyos na binatilyo ay nakatuon sa pagtitipid.
Now that I have been able to save a fair bit, and that's now something that I'm looking towards, I think I'll continue in that trend of really trying to save as much as I can and being more prudent with my finances and yeah, probably in a way that I wasn't pre-COVID and I was probably a bit more reckless with what I spent my money on. But now that I've got that goal in mind, it's definitely something that I'm looking towards in the near future.
Ito ay isang habit na nais mapanatili ng 70% ng kabataang Australiano ayon sa bagong pananaliksik mula sa Mortgage Choice, isang pambansang network ng mga broker. Nalaman din ng survey na halos 45% ng mga batang Australiano ang mas malamang nanais na bumili ng bahay ngayon. Ngunit ani Susan Mitchell, ang Chief Executive Officer ng Mortgage Choice, ang pagkumpleto ng proseso ay mananatiling komplikado para sa maraming mga tao.
We found a third really have very, very little confidence that they actually understand how they would choose a loan, what features they want, how they find the best loan. And 1 in 10 have no confidence at all that they understand how to get a home loan process. So one of the things that a broker or talking to your lender is really good for is just to go through an education process as well as to get a better insight as to how your individual circumstances would be treated by a bank.
Magkahalo din ang mga sentimento ng home buyers kasunod ng pandemya nitong Abril ng nakaraang taon ayon kay Graham Cook mula sa Finders Consumer Research Team.
We've seen the percentage of Australians who think it's a good time to buy increase steadily since then as the economy has recovered, and it's actually peaked at 67% in December, which is the highest positivity we've ever seen for the housing market.
Samantala, binalaan ng senior economist na si Andrew Wilson ang mga first home buyers na kailangang kumilos ngayon upang masulit ang pagkakataon.
As prices rise, they typically rise at a faster rate than first home buyers can save their deposits. So I think we've seen an acceleration in first home buyer activity because of the prospects and the fear of higher prices this year in most capital city markets.
Samantala, tumaas ang mga presyo ng bahay sa bawat kabisera o capital ng state nitong mga nakaraang buwan maliban na lamang sa Melbourne.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.